Now back to our flu 101, and we're about to learn how flu has affected us in the past. Georgia Mills again.
It may be a current problem, but the flu is not a new disease. Greek physician Hippocrates described the symptoms roughly 2,400 years ago, and epidemics, which are severe outbreaks in communities, are documented throughout history. But sometimes a new strain of flu can go global and cause what's known as a pandemic. The first evidence of a pandemic was from 1580, but the most deadly and infamous one to date was 100 years ago this year, the Spanish flu. This has been described as the greatest medical holocaust in history, killing more people than World War I. In fact, it's estimated between 2.5 and 5% of the world's population died. And what made this pandemic especially unusual is that the victims were mostly young adults. More normally, flu is a major risk for the very young and the very old. Pandemics are usually caused when a strain of flu affecting birds or pigs jumps into humans. These can then spread like wildfire because no one in the population is immune to them. This is what was behind the Spanish flu pandemic and more recently the 2009 swine flu, which came from, you guessed it. While flu pandemics occur around every 30 years, none have been as severe as the Spanish flu, perhaps in part due to the development of the first vaccine in 1938. Vaccines work by feeding your immune system small or inactive bits of the virus so it can learn what the agent looks like and be ready to destroy it should the infection be encountered for real. So if we have a vaccine, why does the flu keep coming back? Well, this is because, unfortunately, flu is always one step ahead. The virus grows rapidly, and as it does so, it regularly makes genetic spelling mistakes called mutations. These alter the appearance of the virus as it spreads through the population, giving it a molecular facelift that means the immune system will struggle to recognise it later.
Huh?
This is why you need a new flu jab every year, because the vaccine is constantly being checked and updated to make sure it provides protection against the circulating strains of flu you're most likely to encounter. But because vaccines need to be made ahead of flu season, scientists actually have to predict what the flu strains are going to look like when they do arrive. Most of the time they do get it right, but sometimes the virus behaves unexpectedly, meaning the vaccines aren't fully effective.
And later we'll find out about this year's flu and how worried should we be.